Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Bob Miller of the Los Angeles Kings. You're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod and leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. I'm not shitting you. We don't have anything to talk about.
We barely got an intro out.
The Kings are still a hockey team, so there's that.
This shit's going to get weird. I'm Dennis Wilson. That's James Wheelock.
Hey, fuck it, I like weird.
And Jordan Heckman.
I'm sleepy. Kings late night realm something.
Taking it in tomorrow.
Kings realm late night. Ooh. With James, Jordan, and Dennis.
With your host.
This is when we start talking really low. And close to the mic.
Yeah.
Hey, it might be getting late. Might be getting late, but the action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to bet on your favorite sports, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat with no AC of the season like never before.
It is fucking hot.
Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right. Make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all major action for baseball, golf, MMA, LIV, and more. Plus, with same game parlays, spreads, money lines, overs, unders, props, your betting options feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code
THPN.
There we go. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Boom.
Boom.
Bills paid.
I like the crowd participation.
All right, guys, that's it. Have a good night.
Hey, four James Will.
Right? No, 30, not is. Three.
Oh, gotcha.
What is that?
It's loggable in 8 year. Or a urine sample, like, your call.
I was like, it's as light as my
you say you look fairly hydrated, James.
Yeah, I mean, I would be happy to turn this into the doctor.
Okay.
He's like, James, we need to talk.
He's like,
how much do you drink?
Because
that shit was straight whiskey.
Pungent. Pungent on the nostrils.
Your urine smells like oak.
It's like a sex panther.
60% of the time. It works every time. I love that movie.
Second one, not so much. It was okay.
It was okay.
I never saw it.
There's still some.
Really? I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah, don't bother. I just moved my mic. Dennis is going to hate me during editing.
Yeah, I'm just going to let it roll, and you can just be a dick to everybody. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Sweet.
You're actually talking while you're removing it, so there's not much I can do about
it. Right. It is what it is. Little peek behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's all common sense stuff, but you know.
It's actually a Dodgers flag, not a curtain, James.
We would know that if it was, you know, hanging in a way that you could see it.
Yeah, but well, suck it.
Here we are.
Sucking it or what?
I mean, it's what Jordan does, right?
True. True story.
Nope.
Loving that Imagine Dragons.
Stop it.
Imagine Dragons.
So the only Kings. Water bottle. Yeah, there it is.
I need to fix that.
There it is.
Gotta be a little louder, huh?
Yeah. I can't do it right now. Fuck. I'll just do that.
Imagine driving these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan. Water bottle out.
Love it.
Yep. Here we go. So the only Kings news that we have is promotional night has been promotional schedule has been released.
Yeah,
that's about it.
James is over here entertaining himself.
This is great.
Sounds about right. Usually he doesn't do it on camera, so.
Zippy Paws night.
Zippy Paws.
Zippy Paws.
I don't know what Zippy Paws is.
You get a dog toy, so.
But it's also in. It's also Indian heritage. And I'm just curious if it's dot or feather.
Wow.
What?
Jordan Eckman, well, everyone.
Seeing that there is a verse four, there's Native American Heritage Night. I give you your answer, Jordan.
Answers the question. Thanks for clearing that up, Dennis.
Oh, man. We're starting out strong tonight.
Wow. The fact that they're not giving away pie during Pie Day and they're calling it a promotional night is really shameful.
Well, you haven't been to, you've been to Pie Day. Just saying.
What do they do, James?
Can't say it on this podcast, but the pie is good.
It's presented by Knott's Berry Farm. And it's
Boysenberry?
Pie, like the number pie, right?
Presented by Pootie Tang.
Wow.
What was the one from Tropic Thunder, the drink that he was trying to push the entire filming? Booty sweat. Good thing I got a can of this booty sweat. that movie is fucking great.
Oh shit!
I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day, and they're talking about like how you can't just like you can't do movies like that anymore, and it's like kind of shameful, like outrageous comedy movies. You just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, he actually talked to Jamie Foxx about that too a while back, about how you can't like Robert Downey Jr. wouldn't be able to play that character again. But Jamie Foxx, like he was saying, it depends upon where it comes from. Right. You know, and we all know like Robert Downey Jr., like that's our guy. Like you know, fuck with that. So it's a bit different, but I don't know. I still think it's even within 10 years, a lot has changed.
Yeah. Which is a lot. We were just talking about it offline too. And just comedy in general is different. And I mean, I don't think in the comedic world, a lot has changed. It's all perception. It's all judgment, right? And what's changing is more the culture of how it's being received than how it's being crafted, right? So the craft is still pushing the boundaries and still looking for new ways to make things funny. The people are becoming less tolerant to funny, and that's sad.
But I think that it's. Like, this is obviously not anywhere close to Kings related, but I think it's a loud minority of people who are making a stink about this stuff. Like, the vast majority of people don't give a shit. They understand that they're jokes and they're there to be laughed at. No one's fucking serious about this shit.
Yeah.
I think that is very true. The minority loud groups are very loud with social media and everything. So
I think it's both, like that. It's both sides, right? Because then there's the other side that's like, you're damn right. Right? So it's like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that can get a little scary pretty quickly.
So, I mean, there's people that take it to heart. And there's people that are like offended for everybody. So it's like, yeah, what do you fucking do? Right? Just live your life and be true to who you are and what you believe in.
And have some laughs along the way.
Have some fucking fun. We're only here once, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it is it's inspiring, like innovation a bit here. Like, he never said who originally bought the special, but Andrew Scholes, I think is how you pronounce his last name. He's from New York. He's a newish comedian, and he's pretty outrageous.
Oh,
and
I think I've seen some of his stuff.
Yeah, he recorded a special for like Netflix or somebody.
I think it was Netflix.
I listened to his interview with Joe Rogan, and he didn't say who it was, but people are speculating.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much It's probably because of speculation, but it seems to be known that it was Netflix from what I can tell, but whatever.
So it was so raunchy and so off the wall that they said, we filmed it and we're not going to air it. And sorry about it. So he actually went and bought back the rights to it and is now distributing it himself, which is like a first of its kind type of thing.
Yep.
So like, unfortunately, like, that's probably the way that that's going to go. I actually looked it up. What is James doing?
there's a spot on the table. I'm trying to clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spot on the
table,
something.
Right? Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are you licking it? Yeah, this is going bad.
You got to get it wet to clean it. You asked.
James Whitlock, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, ladies. Tell me I'm wrong.
Wow. Wow.
Kings, do something so we can talk about something. Anyways, yeah. But it's obviously like initiating innovation, which is kind of cool to see. And we'll see if like other, you know, comics do this. So there, because there is a bit of censorship. Like these companies.
Yes, continue.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, new people?
Are screening like these, you know, specials are saying like you can't say this joke, or like we'd rather have you not say this joke. And if, you know, there's, that sucks. So
yeah.
Anyways,
I thought Bill Burr's new comedy, the one our stand up at Red Rocks, was really good.
It was pretty good. I watched it when I was backpacking a couple weeks ago in my tent. I did fall asleep because I was fucking tired, but it was pretty funny. I have to go back and watch it.
Yeah, you should. It's all the way through. You go all the way through on it.
It's typical Bill Burr.
It is him.
What you expect.
But it's like it's him. I don't know. I feel like it's him revived. Like he has a new energy.
He does.
And I like it. I'm really digging it. Like he's more enthusiastic in his delivery, and I really like it.
He's not stressed out. He's got the Star Wars money now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, go watch it. Great show.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's at Red Rocks, right?
Red Rocks, yeah. Dude. Yeah, like it's not a small place, and that's amazing. He's like, I can't fucking believe this. Like,
have you guys ever seen a concert there?
We were just there.
I have been there.
Yeah, we were just there on tour last month or 2 months ago. It was really
on tour,
cool.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound like you're in a band on tour.
I didn't realize you were in a band.
Well, you know, the many lives of James Whitlock.
Now we stopped by there when I was on tour, like for real. We stopped by there and just, you can walk around during the day, so
yeah,
it's
like,
just
like
it's open.
People will go there and like picnic or like exercise, like up and down the stairs,
run up and down the stairs. There's like the museum up at the top, mini museum, but where they house all of their awards that they've won. They actually I think it was like Rolling Stone or whatever, like the publication that was putting out the awards, like it won best outdoor venue like so many years in a row that they just basically took them out of contention and they just started calling it the Red Rocks Award. And then the Gorge started winning it every year in a, like back to back. So
where's the Gorge at?
I think it's in Washington. More rum.
Why the rum?
Why is the rum gone?
That's really nice of you to drink rum to celebrate Johnny Depp's win in court.
A little late, but...
The Gorge
so
is in,
topical.
Is in George, Washington.
Workshop that.
Is it really?
I'm just giving you facts here.
Workshop your facts.
It's like in the middle of fucking nowhere. Workshop your facts. More fake news, please.
That's what the world needs.
Yep. All right, should we do some voicemails? Or do we have any?
We do.
Text messages?
We do.
This is perfect. 15 minutes. We probably have 15 minutes worth of voicemails. So
from Mikey.
Yeah.
They got to figure out how to go back. Let's see. Go back.
Were there any text messages?
I don't think so.
I'm on voicemails. Oh, we got. Let's see.
They're literally in the same spot.
I'm just
it's in all the, on the same app.
I'm in the voicemail section, yo. Gotta be careful with you. All right. Here we go.
No voice or no sex messages. All right.
Sex messages?
Yeah. We didn't get those either. Yeah, that's really quiet.
Hey,
our tech guy sucks.
It'd be great if I plugged it in. I'm charging right now. Ta-da!
So I stopped listening to the podcast. It's Justin Brown's water bottle, but you probably knew that because you screen every call.
We don't.
But I stopped the podcast midway through, most of the way through, on my fucking commute to hear that James thinks that Flea is the drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is why you go back. I knew it. All right. Jesus Christ. Red Hot Chili Peppers is a better band than most bands from L.A. and there. Fuck you, Dennis.
Hey, honestly, I don't pay a lot of attention to a lot of things. So, yeah, that is my bad. I was hoping to kind of glaze over that and hope everyone forgot that. But I appreciate you bringing it up. I don't mind getting called out. You're right. That is a major fuck up. My fucking bad.
Good old DBWB.
I will own that one. But I do love someone calling Dennis out for anything musical. It's fucking great.
What? I didn't get called out for musical shit.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, because I said they suck?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're just talking facts here, right?
No, that's not what the case is. We're talking about your opinion.
Maybe Dustin Brown's water bottle needs to workshop his facts.
I feel like they're pretty spot on. So, all right. And I took some heat on that one. I'll still take it. That's fair.
Yeah, you take it.
Yeah, I'm used to it. All right.
Okay, so I kept listening. Now I realized that I'm in the back of a truck going to New York for I don't even know what. They told me it's...
Hey, blink twice if you're okay.
Body armor, so if I'm going to MLB... Fuck. Did someone stop the truck? It's dark in here.
He needs help.
God damn. Hey, Mikey, you're fucking wrong, because I've left two voicemails. Oh, fuck. God damn it, I turned into James. I left two voicemails now, so I'm part of that point. 0.000 times infinity, 1%. How bored were you to do that math?
Doesn't move the needle much, but we love you.
All right, well, this one's special, so I'll fucking talk to you guys later. Also, suck it, Mikey.
Ooh, that's the first suck at Mikey.
Wow.
I think.
He said hashtag that.
I will give it one win to Mikey over Dustin Brown's water bottle. Dustin Brown's water bottle has not ran out of time yet, and Mikey's done that a numerous amount of times.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so.
All right, next.
Okay, so I thought about it, and But I've left a voicemail this week, which is weird. I mean, work's been crazy. We're not going to get into that. But who would I be if I didn't leave a voicemail?
You can. We don't have anything to talk about.
The shit out of all of you. All three of you. Each of you. Fuck you guys. Triple Crown Line. I've been trying to think of a crippled crown line. all week. And I think I got a good one. I'm not sure. You don't have to do it, but if you like it, do it. Triple Crown Line. The reasons you love hockey so much.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Whether it be why you got into it, what keeps you into it, or that's what she said, or like, I don't know. You know what I mean. Yeah. Why do you love hockey so much? What got you to love hockey so much? Is the thing that got you to love hockey so much still the same reason you love it so much to this day? Right? Like, was it a player? Was it? I know James's answer, so I'll let him dive into that if he so chooses. But yeah, you know what I mean? So like, yeah, I don't know. Triple Crown line. Why do you love hockey? Cool. Go Kings, yeah!
Wow. So do we go there? Might as well go there, right?
Yeah. Do we want to get to the rest of the voicemails or do we want to rock through this real quick?
Let's take a pause. We're fluid. Okay. We're fluid. This requires no research.
Why are we talking about James' sex life again? All right.
Because it's fluid.
They got dirty.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
I think James is talking about a different type of fluid than I am.
To each their own.
If we're doing this, I'm going to need another beer. I was only going to have this one to crack, but fuck it. Let's get weird.
It's gonna get second weird. Time we've said that today.
Yep.
Ah, fuck. I was waiting for it.
It played so well.
Especially since he almost knocked over his table.
Yeah.
He has no clue.
And we're back. What?
Oh, just listen to the show at about 21 minutes and 20 seconds.
Because it was super loud when I got up?
Yeah, there's that. I might have had a button to play, too. All right.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
As you were getting up, making all that noise. It was so like good. Watching the, you know, Boudreaux's first interview with the Canucks all over again.
Yeah. My fucking chair got stuck on my table.
It's I thought you were going to say stuck on your ass.
Good audio. I might swap it out.
Anyways, who's going first?
You go first, Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I got into hockey... was the, and I've covered this, I think, on our very first show, which was atrocious because sometimes when I listen to the show in my car, it'll go back to like old episodes and often it brings up the first episode and I'll like listen to a few minutes and I was like, wow, people used to listen to us.
We got better.
It's not as like the way you've talked about it. I went back and listened to it a couple months ago. It's not as bad as you make it out to be. It's not great, but no. It's not like horrible.
I mean, there's worse podcasts changed. Now.
We've changed.
Yeah, we have definitely changed. Sure.
But I don't know. I always cringe like listening to myself in the first place, so that probably has something to do with it. But anyways, what got me into hockey was the 2011 series against the Sharks. I talked about this last week too. Just like not really being exposed to hockey other than like my high school had a really good hockey team. Like they won CAF like 3 years in a row for both ice and roller. That was like really my exposure to hockey until I guess my mid-20s. I don't know how old I was back then. Anyways, and just seeing like how fast paced it was and like your first big exposure to hockey is a rivalry playoff game.
Yeah. Like,
that'll suck you in real fucking quick. And it did. And yeah, that's it. It's kind of boring. I don't have really any like sentimental thing. It's just I saw it without being like really exposed to it, and it really captured me. And it's, you know, I've grown with my love for the game has grown since then. And yeah,
that's sentimental. Go
further, yeah, but
I think it is.
I could go deeper, but then I'm gonna parlay that into just like another reason.
Do you think it's fair to say that we all have a love affair with hockey?
Because I wouldn't have sex with it.
I would describe it as a love affair. Like I love the game. I love things about it. It's part of my identity.
It is the only sport where I can watch other teams play, teams that I don't follow.
Yeah, I mean, I can't necessarily say the same for that. And a lot of that probably has to do with like fantasy football and stuff like that. But like,
which, by the way, are we in for fantasy football? For instance, are we doing that?
Yeah. Okay. I would assume. Okay.
Message went out and you didn't reply, so I'm going to let him know right now.
So oh, I don't think I got the message. Pretty soon? Yeah, pretty soon.
When the season starts soon?
Yeah. We're a little behind.
But anyways, before I go too much and
already missed the draft,
another one of my reasons. Dennis, you're up.
I'm up.
Yep.
The reason I got into hockey is it's just been since I was a kid. We've watched hockey, so I don't have like a story that would tie into a Triple Crown line pick. But so I think to kind of piggyback on your, it's fast paced, which helps out a lot. But like when I was a kid, like football to me was boring because it wasn't fast paced. It's very slow paced to me. But hockey also has hits. And right. Especially back then, we're talking, you know, the late 80s, like, hits were fucking hard. So, and that to me, when my cousin, you know, was very much into football, I was into hockey, and it was always kind of a rivalry of like what sport was better. So obviously I chose hockey.
Yeah. And you guys had a withstanding deal.
No, that's a different cousin.
Oh, okay.
Jeff wasn't even into football then. That, he didn't get into football until he started playing fantasy football.
Really?
That was years later, yeah. Huh. Yeah. That's the reason Jeff likes football is because of fantasy football.
All right, fair enough.
And the that's Rams the coming why, back. And the Rams coming back. That's the reason back.
Why I like The Bachelor, so, you know.
Because of the fantasy Bachelor.
Did you fantasize about The Bachelor? I do
fantasy everything.
That's weird.
Yeah. How dare you.
At least you can admit it.
To each your own, right?
To each their own.
All right, Fluid James, you're up.
All right. I switched my camera view to show this guy right here, right? for one reason. And Bill Murray? That's my dad's favorite player.
Marcel Dion, for those playing the...
Oh, that's right. Not everybody's watching. Marcel Dion, the jersey over my left shoulder. I had to look. Left shoulder. and it's reversed in the camera. That's why. Just those... As a kid, I thought... I lived in Cerritos, and I thought Disneyland was forever away, even though it was 10 minutes up the 91. And so you can imagine how far I thought the Great Western Forum was, or the Forum. So going there with my dad, and I didn't get to go often. Him and my uncle went a lot. But when my uncle wasn't available or it was a special event, my dad would take me. And those days are probably some of my better days of my childhood, or better nights, right? Just going, you just got to stay out late. You got to, it was all the things that I'm trying to give my kids now, like that same experience. I'm going to be all sentimental about it. They're going to be like, do we have to go again to the stupid crypto, right? They're not going to get what I, and I'm going to be so pissed. But yeah, it just, to me, that was like, those are core memories. And, and that's what got me into the game.
Mm-hmm.
So given that I get the roundabout, I'll switch camera views and I'll go to this guy, Luke Robitaille. So as I was getting the game, and he was a new player, and someone that was, you know, a younger guy for the Kings, and he was, for me, he was fun to watch. Like, he was who I focused on, and he was coming to a new sports store opening in Cerritos. I probably told the story on the podcast.
The Sport Mart.
It's like Sports Authority. It was on South Street.
I worked there.
Well, did you really?
I did.
It was like...
Not then, but...
For the grand opening, like, it was... Yeah. So, that's cool. It was Sports... What was it?
So it was Sport Mart.
Sport Mart. Was there a Sports Authority, or did it change?
It changed to Sports Authority after Guard Sports bought them.
So, Sport Mart. I'm glad you said that, because now I know. And Luke Robitaille was going to be... He was there signing stuff, right? So, I waited in line, no bullshit, with my neighbor, who was like... She's kind of like a big sister to me. I waited in line for hours, and we got to the front line. I had my like street hockey LA King stick with me, and I was like so proud to like present it to him, like boom, because everybody had, you know, they were taking like the pictures that they gave him, and they were just getting those signed. I had something that was mine. It was fucking tattered. It was cracked. it honestly shouldn't have existed anymore. The Kings logo was even faded off of it because my gloves would just like wear down on it. And so I put it on the table for him to sign. And whoever was like running the event was like, oh, Mr. Robitaille, or he's only allowed to sign, you know, these pictures that we have with, and it had like the store's logo on it and shit. Cause they're paying for it. Of course. I get the business side of it now, but as a kid, I was like devastated. And I was like, what? And my neighbor, Denise, she was like trying to like talk to them. Like, we've waited in line for hours. Like, this is his stick. Like, he's, and this is like his idol. Like, can't we do something? They're like, no, we can't. And so without making a big deal, he's like, tells me, like, give me the stick. And he's like, I'm going to sign the stick. And they're like, well, you know, you're only contracted to do this. He's like, I'm going to sign the stick. He's
I'll sign a fucking picture too, but I'm signing the stick.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry that you had to deal with this. Like, I'm really glad that you use this, and I can see it's seen some action. So like, he like talked to me for a minute, and I was just like in awe of this guy that I like watching. And so he signs it. I still have it. It's in here somewhere. I have it over in the corner here. And I've kept it ever since. And so he has since become someone I can talk to over the years. And so like one day I went into the office and had him sign a stick for my son. So it's now we have two generations. I don't think once again, after that he asked where Bailey was. So I don't know that it made the same impression as it did me, but you know, I have those two sticks and they mean the world. So, and just knowing who he is as a person, right? That this person is attainable. He's my sports idol, and I go see him every year, you know, and get a chance to sit down, talk with him, and spend time. And that's incredible for the Kings and for the sport. And I don't think that's isolated to just him, although he is his own person and a great guy. But definitely not isolated to the accessibility of the players and the team, and I think hockey teams are trying to be more open to the fans and give you those experience of going to practices and you know, getting a chance to see the players.
Sounds like Jim's using his third one already.
No, it's all tied in, but Luke is really at the heart of that. I mean the sport is its own thing. I'll finish with something else, but for that, that's my second one. I told you we'd make 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Just on that one. question for both of you, because obviously both of you, like your love for hockey stems from, you know, childhood. Was there ever a break in like you following it like closely?
Yes.
Yeah. From like when you were a child to now?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see James is pretty easy when he was in the Navy.
Yep. Yep. When I left, I had no access to it. But I did have Manchester. I got to go to games back east. So I didn't have a lot of access to the Kings, but I was following hockey through the you know, the minor league system back in Virginia.
Yeah, I took a break. Obviously, 93 like broke my heart. I kept watching for a while, but then like we didn't have cable, so we didn't have, you know, the Prime ticket and all that stuff for a while, and so I kind of fell off of watching it. But then randomly,
that's because you couldn't get somebody else's login back then, Dennis.
Yeah, that didn't exist. What's up, Keith?
I love how that came up in the chat this week.
Yeah, it always comes up, right? Hey, every time Scott brings up, oh, such and such is on NHL. Yeah, Keith doesn't get an NHL. Sorry.
My daddy says I can't watch it.
Hey, man, I pay for my own ESPN Plus so I can watch other games. Oh, there you go. But I brought it up. It was last week. Was it last week you were talking about the playoff series? The 2001 Deadmarsh. I watched like the second half of that game, And obviously it was they did a very good job of like letting everybody know the stakes and what was going on and everything. And so when Deadmarsh scored that goal, I mean, I celebrated like I had been watching my, like, never took a break from the team. Right. And so that got me back into it. And then I was at least following along, even though I couldn't watch the games. I'd try and keep up with the Kings until, you know, we got to nationally televised games again.
There you go.
But yeah, there was a pretty solid break in there. And then obviously when I was in the band and touring stuff, it was very hard to watch games for those few years. But I was back into it well before 2011, Jordan.
Good for you, Dennis.
Booyah. Yeah. All right, you got two, Jordan.
Was that Dennis' second?
No.
Because I think that was just the answer to my question.
I mean, it was, but I mean, it also kind of plays, but I also used that last week, so I feel like that's kind of a cop-out.
So did Jordan on his first. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the alcohol grab bag real quick.
I like how James is like turned. We haven't done this in a while. No looks.
No looks.
This is a fun game. I'm gonna go my second one. Why I love hockey. I'm gonna go with the toughness of the players. Solid.
Okay.
Toughness of the players. They are the opposite of soccer players. They're the opposite of baseball players. Like, just the heart that they play with, and just they will play through anything. I go back to, I forget who it was on Boston during one of their cup runs, broke his leg and finished his shift in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, like, and was out there for a long time.
You see it every single year, like year in and year out. Like,
yeah, somebody's like doing something.
Every single series, there was like, oh, so and so was playing with this. Like, there's a list of five players who were fucked up.
Yeah, that's just one team.
Well, it's like when the Kings, like, you know, Alex Iafallo playing with like a separated shoulder, and other players, like
three or four, yeah, with separated shoulders.
Yeah, and you said you had one, and would you have been able to play hockey with that?
Fuck no. So I only had like a second degree. Like, there's, I think, 3 degrees, and like there's one where like, cause there's, I think there's five ligaments up there, and if all five of them tear, if three out of the five tear completely, your what's this bone called? Your scapula? No, there's the one that's like in between. I think it'll just stick up like this, and they have to like push it back down. But no, there's no way I couldn't do anything. I had to learn to jerk off with my left hand. It was weird.
It's not that weird if you're left-handed, I'm gonna tell you.
All right, fair. I mean, I was in high school, so there's a lot of that going on.
Hey, for anybody listening, the grab was Jameson Caskmate Stout Edition.
Ooh.
Oh, I just saw that Jameson. Was it surprising? It was.
Pretty good face. Like, Jesus, what is?
You're like, you had tears coming at your face.
I could tell it was Jameson, but I was like, I think that's a special one. So I had you turn it around.
Kind of splashed a little drop splash in my eye, so it doesn't feel good when it goes in your eye. All right,
fair enough.
But yeah, it's
antiseptic for your eyeballs.
I always expect whiskey. There's a couple different ones in there. This was not expected at all. This is pungent.
All right, my next one is this is pretty easy. The fact that like I've not gained, but like I've gotten closer with friends because of it, like being able to bond over 2012, 2014, like Stanley Cup wins, and then like obviously the run in 2013 as well. They came up short, and just like, I don't know if like it's fair to call them core memories because I'm older, but like just having those awesome memories of like those, you know, Stanley Cup wins. I talked about it last year.
Why can't you have core memories as an adult?
I just don't associate a core memory.
You're thinking you're associating it as childhood, but
right.
Honestly, like people have pivotal moments in their 40s, 50s, and 60s.
And let's get real. We're all children. We're just,
we're just in old bodies, but we're still. No, but honestly, like.
Children with facial hair.
There's people that completely change their career at 50, right? Yeah. And live a whole different life. Like, there can be core memories, I feel, at any time. If they.
Yeah, I mean, that's
if
fair.
If they build you into a different person and they shift the direction of your life, which I think a sport can. I feel like you can have that core memory. I would call it a core memory.
Okay, fair enough. But just like, I don't know, like the 2012 Stanley Cup win, like I was working throughout most of the games in the final series, and like just like being in the back room fucking texting about the game, like while working at AT&T at the time, like with, you know, friends and stuff like that. And then like, obviously, like I mentioned bachelor party, like we made it a whole thing and like kind of got into it with, you know, Rangers fans, and we were able to do that. And then obviously like watching, you know, everything like with you, Dennis, for the Stanley Cup winner in 2014, mm-hmm. Just like fucking just awesome shit, man. And like the same thing with, like taking it outside of the Kings, like watching the Olympics. That was 2016.
Yeah. Was it Sochi?
I don't remember. But with TJ Oshie,
12.
Yeah,
going up against oh my god, why
Bobrovsky?
Yeah, and then
and it was on the other side. It was Quick and Kovalchuk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I kept wanting to say fucking Pavel Datsyuk, but I know it wasn't. Was that 14?
Yeah, it was 14.
What a fucking year for hockey.
Yeah.
Especially as a Kings fan.
As Kings fans, yeah, Quick in the Olympics. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just, like, I was blackout drunk when that happened, but I remember Oshie going up, like, 8 times in a row. And scoring.
That was amazing.
And it was fucking awesome. And I sent out a text to everybody because that game was on at like 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that, right?
That one was I remember watching it.
It was early, like,
during the day. So they replay it.
It was early and I had we recorded and I told everybody, if you fucking watch it, don't tell me what happened, because I want to watch it like on my birthday. Like, we were cooking tri-tip and like all sorts of stuff. It was awesome. So yeah, just like the friendships that have like been built, started, and like fostered through hockey.
Yeah, we wouldn't even really know Whitlock that much if it wasn't for hockey. So
you wouldn't. You honestly wouldn't. I mean, think about it. Like, we do this. I think our union is what brought us to Death Valley, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we do this, then I don't think I really have as much drive. Like, I know Jeff and Scott.
Yeah, I know Jeff has been working on you for years time, to try and get you to go, but now you got an extra two people.
Now I got you guys. So I'm like, okay, well, I want to go. And Jeff, honestly, Jeff is one of my core people. In my world, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've known.
Can you have core people at this? I'm just kidding.
Since we were kids, like, he's one of the guys that's like most cherished in my world, and not that you guys aren't, but like we go back to like we lived in the same neighborhood, so and that didn't get me there, but now that I have the, you know, the base of Scott and you guys, and now Cody and everybody else, it really made sense. So I was like, okay, we're going to go one time, and just fell in love with it. So like, it's really kind of like developed our life.
That's why part of the pitch is just go one time. Just once.
I know, right?
Because we know.
it's so genius, right?
once you go one time, it's over.
Hey, first one's every on time. Us. Next thing you know, you're buying the trailer. And
Well, that brings me to my next one, and what keeps me going, honestly, is this podcast. And the fact
you motherfucker, I knew it was going to last.
There's no fucking way.
I should have saved Robitaille.
Last.
Robitaille, I love you, because I used it a second when I knew I was going to give this one up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jordan.
No, I just like I'll get straight to the point. Like, I fucking love you guys, and I have a lot of fun every week, and it gives me an excuse to, like, hang out with my bros and do all that and, like, put out a decent quality product. At the end of the day. Like,
questionable.
I mean, I use decent quality product pretty loosely.
Fair enough.
But, you know, we have a fun little following, and, like, we have people that engage, like, you know, Mikey and Travis and like, all sorts of people.
I think Travis is too good for us now, but...
He thinks he is, but he's not.
Mikey, like the water bottle.
Yeah. Hannah.
Hannah, of course. My girl, Hannah.
Jaden, like, shout out to everybody. Fucking
if you haven't
Mark
had a beer with Jaden.
Yeah.
Mark.
That was for James. Thanks.
Sean. Thanks for catching that, his name is Sean, you asshole, Jordan. Russell, whenever you come down for your ivory tower. Jesse Cohen, come on.
Yeah, the list goes on.
Jay Flats, I mean, like, you name it.
We could say Luke Robitaille. Well, Dennis can't, but...
you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I was going to get it in there earlier, but I couldn't find a good spot. So.
I got a picture with him.
Sounds like your life story.
With him, with me and Lily, so we're good.
But anyways, and, like, honestly, like, I know you guys dealt with a lot of the pain when the Kings fucking sucked, and... I don't know if I would have gotten through a lot of the bullshit, like, over the last few
years. You're a Cowboys fan. How?
Yeah, you're like, you got fucking.
How can you not?
That's fair. I mean,
you got something true about Mary Mom's skin, dude. You got that leather skin. Or grandma, whatever Mary's grandma or mom or whatever.
Oh, from Something About Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see her old boobs.
I was just talking about her skin, but I guess, yeah, that too.
What are boobs made out of?
As a Cowboys fan, you can't say you don't have thick skin.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, is, like, it's like the Cowboys thing. Like, I have core memories, bringing back to that as a child, that keeps me there. With the Kings, like, it was a newer fascination, and I don't know if – and maybe I would have, and I would like to think I would, but I don't know if I would have had the same dedication to the team without – you know, Russell responded to me once. Nice.
On Twitter. he liked a comment.
You tell him you want to have beer with him down on the commoners level. Yeah, that commoners.
It's not in the concourse. It's in the commoners course.
That's where we all reside.
But I don't know if I would have the same love for the team if it wasn't for this silly little podcast that we record on a weekly basis.
Hot damn, Mikey, you're getting dirty.
Wow. Slid into DMs.
Wow. I'm going to try that. Be like, Russell, you know we're talking shit and we're brothers from THPN, right? Just saying.
I had a full-on conversation with him because of the THPN thing. I don't think he would have responded to me otherwise.
Well, I give him a shit, but I mean, it is tough to kind of get down and break away from that world.
There's an elevator.
No, but to break away from that world.
It's Dennis Bernstein's elevator.
You're literally unplugging from, like, it's just a content creating bubble, right? And you leave that bubble and you're literally losing content. So I get it. I it's fun to talk shit. So, Jordan, without crying, I agree with you. Yeah, it's just, this is part of my world, part of my life. Part of my identity. We always say in the beginning, and I still hold true to it now, I would still do it if nobody listened, because I love doing this podcast so much. I love just sharing what we can and kind of opening people's eyes. And sometimes we say stupid shit, right? It's fucking dumb to never have put Brown on the defensive line. But hey, fucking we talked about it, and I keep trying to talk about it. And imagine what that would have done.
Don't get me started on China.
You don't even fucking know, right? Yeah. Freezing China. Ice and ping pong balls, right? All these things, like
whale facts.
Like, I don't.
Wow, bring it back.
I don't know what.
Zach.
I don't know what it, this has truly become part of my identity is this podcast. And I want to grow it. I want more people to be involved. I want, like, like Mikey said, like, call in, leave voicemails, like, get involved, right? It's fun to be part of the show and be part of something, right? And and give your opinion when you have
That's
it.
Why people like, start cults.
Honestly, you could call and talk shit. I mean, hit the Imagine Dragons button again.
But when we
son of a bitch,
Imagine Dragons, these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan. Water bottle out.
But I mean,
that's a
honestly,
listener. We're call and talk
be,
shit.
Yeah, we're gonna be like going into a season. You're gonna have opinions about things going on, and we're gonna get rid of players that you love. Shut up, Jordan. And just. Like, those things are going to happen. You're going to have feelings about it, right? And you're going to want to share them.
I'm following you, yeah.
You're going to want to share them. Oh, you fucking asshole. And this podcast is a way to get those things in, right? Those a way to talk about it and get conversation going. That's the whole point of it's. I think this podcast has developed into that, is it's a way that people can talk and share their feelings about the team and about the sport and their love for the Kings. So whether it's good, bad, or ugly, like we want to hear it because it creates content. It creates people talking. And that's, you know, if nothing else, that's what this is all about. So.
Yeah.
Fucking preaching over here.
You are preaching. Is it my turn?
It is. I also want to know who True Stoner is, because
True Stoner 1420 LFG.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, here we go. Hey, here you are. It's like a love affair.
All right, I'm gonna.
They're making love over our podcast.
I'm gonna piggyback off this comment right here. So that's how all voicemails get started, talking shit. And one of the things that I love about hockey, is literally the shit talking and how it's all in good fun. Like I can talk shit to Ducks fans, like my buddy Keith, and it's all in good fun, right? He's going to talk shit back. Old coworkers that were Ducks fans always had fun talking shit. Like going to games, sitting in the stands, being surrounded by another team's fans that bought a block of seats and just lighting into each other. You know, just talking shit and all good fun. Like one of my favorite games that I've ever been to was a 6-1 loss to the Flyers because of the shit talking that went back and forth between me and like six fans. We had a ton of fun. So I love that. Like no matter who's in town, for the most part, you're going to find someone that you can have that with, you know, like that back and forth and that banter.
Mm-hmm. Or you have someone like Jonathan who tries to get into a fight with Calgary fans.
It was Detroit.
Nah, yeah, they'll stab
you. It was Detroit. Yeah,
yeah.
Yep, there was that one. But I think Jonathan was trying to have fun with that guy.
Yeah, and he wasn't having it.
He wasn't. He was too drunk. He wasn't having it.
Keep picking up the wrong beer fucking can.
All right.
That's a good one. I like it. James?
I'm trying to find a way to parlay off of or pivot off of yours with the podcast.
Pivot.
And then also you said shit talking, which is kind of like engaging with other fans. Man, that kind of took my first pivot. I'm going to break a rule here. I'm going to say this podcast because I think it's that important.
What the fuck?
I think it's that important. I'm only going to do this once.
All right, until he does it next week.
This month. This month. I'm going to break this rule because I think
it's, James just wants to cry. So let's let him have it.
Because he hasn't cried yet.
Ah, no, I have actually. I've been hiding it very well with sweat because it's fucking hot too. So I figure the sweat is mixing with the tears and it works like on camera. And I've got salty. The camera so far out, you guys can't really see it anyway. So now it's just interaction with like Mikey's typing in right now. We got other people joining in. You know, we continue to grow this content that we're putting out and we're, you know, trying to reach more people and it's not for fame and fortune because honestly, the podcast game is not bringing you fame or fortune. But it's more
locally
just
famous.
Like engagement because it challenges. Like Mikey throws out a triple crown line and it challenges us, right? We have to think about things and we have to pivot and try and do research and find out more. We get Jesse Cohen on and we've got to pivot and we've got to figure out things and we've got to sound intelligent, which is really hard for us. And then we have people on that just that have great stories and we've got to learn to just shut up and just listen. So it's honestly been an experience for me just learning the game deeper and really wanting to do the research, right? I enjoy being there at a game. I enjoy the experience of just, I'm an observer a lot of times, right? In things that I love because I want to learn. And I always feel like you can't learn when you're talking. You can't learn when you're trying to, you know, put yourself out, right? You have to absorb in. And in this content that we do, I feel like I absorb a lot. I listen a lot. I want to see what other people say. That's fucking hot. You see that comment? I don't know what that's about, but.
Because you said you were sweating and it's hot.
Oh, okay.
It was funny as that comment was up for quite a while before
I'm looking out into the studio here, so. And my wife's got laundry hanging in the studio, which is fucking weird.
Lingerie hanging? What?
That's what I heard too.
Laundry.
Mm. Lingerie. Okay.
One and the same potentially.
Yeah. That'd look good on her. and just engaging with people, right? That's what this whole human experience is about. And if this is our venue that we do that, then fucking awesome, right? But I want to engage with as many people in my life as I possibly can because I learn from everybody. Everybody has their own perspective, and as much as I'm like, I am who I am, I still fucking learn from everybody. So this gives me the ability to really reach out to a lot more people and learn from them, and gives Jordan the opportunity to spill more beer on people. That's cool. Gives Dennis more opportunity to piss off people. So that's cool.
Get kicked out of places.
So yeah, that's at Angel Games. But nonetheless, we can find some LA bars for you to get kicked out of. And I get to slur a lot on the podcast. So that's fucking cool. As long as it's alcohol induced instead of clot induced, then we're good.
And I get to get lost in Vegas. That's always fun.
That was you weren't lost. You just fucking appeared. It was some X-Files shit, dude. You fucking just appeared at a table and we're winning money.
That was a great night, by the way.
That was a great night. We need more Vegas again. Nights. We need to go to Seattle. We're going to Arizona. Oh, December 23rd. Who's going to? I'm buying tickets. I'll buy them tonight. December 23rd.
For what?
For the only Arizona game against Kings.
Seriously?
They're only going there one. Oh, because they're not in division anymore.
Right. So I need commitments right now.
So is Mr. Hoppy had his name because Jordan poured beer in his head?
Wow! I've never heard that spin. Mikey, you're a fucking genius.
It was probably Bud Light or something like that. So, but.
You buy Bud Light? You don't buy La Stella there?
I don't remember.
Oh, dude, Stella's one of the worst beers ever.
Oh, I fucking buy Stella every time.
No. Stella's terrible, man.
No.
Get Daniel to back me up on this one.
What about that fucking video we saw where the truck turned over in Colombia or something? Everybody steals Stella.
Yeah. And Mikey's right. Can't have beer without hops.
Well.
Heard they recently added more hops to the recipe.
So yeah, Sir Hoppyhead, another guy we met through this thing.
I like how we've turned enough. We have nothing to talk about. We're at 59 minutes. So
we still have 43,
and we still have like voicemails. More Mikey voicemails. Yeah,
should we get in that now?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, let's back out. Let's go.
Oh, James got to find him again.
No, they're right here.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's a cool dog. Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, I have a really good story for you guys. I'll try and figure it out in the next voicemail, which we're going to hear in like 45 seconds.
All right, let's just go to that one. Let's go back. go to that one.
Hope that wasn't anything good enough.
Okay, so I was at work, right? And this customer comes in. What the fuck? And this customer comes in.
He sounds like me a lot.
It depends on who you ask, but I think they preferred to be called little people. And so, like, I, you know, like, I'm like, hey, what do you need? Blah, blah, blah. And I help him with the shit. And I sell him the stuff. And I'm like, ah, cool. Like, you know, we chop up when we are at work because it's kind of a bar, but we don't sell alcohol. It's got the same vibe.
It's not a fucking bar,
and
then.
So I'm like, what do you got going on the rest of the day, man? And he's like, oh, I'm actually, funny you ask, I'm going to the Guinness Book of World Records facility in Los Angeles, California. I'm like, hey, no shit. That's fucking.
Okay, wait, what? They have a facility in L.A.?
James is like, I need to go try and break a record.
We need to figure this out. Is there a record for
most assholes on a single podcast?
Podcast with the least amount of factual data? We can fucking kill that within an hour. All right, let's continue. But damn, that's I didn't know we had that in L.A.
Well, why? And he's like, I'm attempting to set a world record. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. What is it? Like, what's the world record? And he's like, okay, it's okay to laugh. The world record that I'm attempting to set, he didn't say it like this, but the world record I'm attempting to set is the world's smallest penis erect. And I was like, okay. I just started laughing. He's like, yeah, no, man, it's all good. Everyone laughs. You know, this dude is married. He's, like, legit married to somebody. I'm like, that's fucking cool, man. Good for you.
Motion of the ocean.
So that was pretty much it. I was like, all right, man, good luck. Like, put some ice on it before you go. You know, ice, drink it. I was in the pool. Shit like that.
Seinfeld.
And so, like, a couple weeks go by, and he comes back, and I'm like, oh, fucking Benjamin, what's up, man? Like, how'd it go, dude? Like.
Real names? Really? Real names?
The record sitting, and the guy is hit. Like, red in the face.
There's a 33% chance one of us is getting made fun of.
And, like, he didn't even elaborate. He was just like, who the fuck is Jordan Heckman?
You fucking called it.
Yep.
Of course, Jordan called it.
Is that the end?
Jordan's like, I've heard this joke before.
Hey, Dustin Brown's water bottle. This just shows we don't screen the calls at all. We don't screen them. Oh, fuck, dude. Did you read the transcript?
No.
Oh.
It's way more funny if we don't, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't read them either. I try not to. No. Yeah. I read them as it goes, but I try not to. We'll look at the camera.
To be fair. Sorry, Jordan.
Don't be sorry.
I never, tried out.
I'll whip it out right now. Let's go.
World record. But I guess I'll just tell Jordan how to. Maybe. Like, for a year or two, and then I'll jump in and be like, hey, by the way, check me out. There's literally no King shit to talk about at all.
Welcome.
Nothing.
I have so many bold predictions. When are we doing bold predictions? I don't want to do them early. I don't want to take your guys' bold predictions. I want to, like, have my own original bold predictions. So, please.
We'll let you know.
Let me know, like, what week or month we're doing that. Is it going to be like 2 weeks before the season starts or 1 week? Or like the week the season starts? I don't know. Let me know. Sick. Fuck you, Dennis. And we're not saying suck at James anymore.
But he still said suck at James.
Anymore. Yep. If you say it three times, James pops up. You don't want
Dennis. Beals.
All right,
that's
go. I think this is the last one, so thanks, boys.
Okay. It was. Good call. Hey, here you go. How about this for planning? September 27th show, we will do bold predictions.
Wow.
That's the most in advance notice we've ever given for any show in our history. September 27th is the Bold Prediction show. Put it on your calendar. Save it. Send in your bold predictions. Call them in, whatever you want to do. We will accept everybody's. We'll put them on the board. We might even post them on Twitter.
Is it the don't be so whiteboard?
I might have to get a new board for this. I feel like putting it out there.
No, be less whiteboard. That's right. Sorry.
I don't know. There's some history on that board.
You read it?
Yeah.
The IFOLO bet's on there.
IFOLO does not stay with Kings for 4 years, $100. I think we made that bet in 2020. 2019.
Pretty sure it was last year.
Nope. $100 on that? That's what I fucking said yes to?
Yeah. You don't sound so confident about it.
We need to talk to Robitaille sooner than later.
So you can try and convince him not to trade IFOLO?
Let's see.
Yeah, according to the mayor, he's not going anywhere.
Pull this out right here. There it is. It's right here.
Is that what you're going to bribe Robitaille with to get him to keep IFOLO?
I'm going
to
bribe him with this, all of this. You can have all of this.
He's like, I'm going to make it into a swan.
Oh, there we go. All of this. You can have all of these. No, I.
$1 bills won't impress him, dude.
They're all hundreds, bitch. Come on. Boom.
Benji's. Put your life savings away, James.
Benji's. My pocket. That's my spending my walking around cash.
What are you, Floyd Mayweather?
He has a million walking around cash.
Yeah, I know.
I have much less than that.
Dumb.
And he flies 20 minutes from like Henderson to Vegas or whatever it is. Did you see that?
No.
I guess like all flights are public and you can track people. And I guess like one of the Kardashians like flies from like Burbank to Glendale all the time.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Mikey's
like three times a week.
Come on, bro. You know me better than that. You know me better than that, bro. Come on, dude.
Single hundred folded to look like four Benjis.
I gotta keep this money on me because Jordan fucking throws
Ken
bets
Rhea
out.
To LAX. And I keep winning them. It's weird.
Well,
it's really weird. All right. We have rambled on for over an hour.
Told you we can do it. I got married in Camarillo. Good place.
If we don't stop now, he's just going to keep going.
We got a photo shoot at the Camarillo Airport with all the Navy planes. Go see him. For James Whitlock.
So be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Rome Pod. And subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh,
yes,
wait,
even
wait.
Spotify.
Where are you getting married in Camarillo? You say the McCormick House.
Well, we're waiting for that.
Hold on.
Leave us a voicemail. Send us a text.
Mikey, tell me it's the McCormick
562-317-0087. Check out the HockeyPodcastNetwork.com.
You got 30 seconds.
And the whole family of hockey podcasts.
It's probably not so good. So she was an old lady, though. You might be at the McCormick House.
Is that like a seasoning company?
You would think so.
Was it spicy there, James?
She's off Fifth Street. So McCormick House is off Fifth Street.
All right, we'll figure this out in post. For James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
It's McCormick Ranch. I fucking knew it.